This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. Supporters of Western Illinois University traveled to Springfield on Thursday to deliver a message to the governor. The message was the Buy Into Western petition. Western has been on rocky financial footing since the two-year-long state budget impasse. On March 1st, the university completed a third round of layoffs, sending notices to another 132 employees. The petition calls for emergency funding to Western to prevent pending layoffs and program elimination. It also calls on the governor to fill the current vacancies on the university's Board of Trustees. The petition was presented to Deputy Governor Jesse Ruiz because Governor J.B. Pritzker was out of town at the time. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott brings us that part of the story.
Governor Pritzker was in Quincy at the time the petition was being delivered to his office in Springfield. He had just wrapped up an hour-long tour of the Illinois Veterans Home and was preparing to talk about it with local journalists. I asked the governor during his news conference if the state will be able to provide emergency funding to Western.
Well, let me start by saying that I want to make sure that Western Illinois University is strong and that we do everything we can to not just lift up the university as it is today, but to bring more students to Western Illinois. One of the features of my budget was to provide more scholarship money for kids all across the state. Making sure we're increasing the number of scholarships by 50% over my 4 years in office. And so we began with 12.5%, about a quarter of that for the first year, in addition to the Aim High program, and then increasing funding for all of our universities by about 5%. It wasn't as much as I'd like to increase funding, frankly, because our universities have been decimated over the last number of years with no budget for a couple of years, and I think intentionally by the prior administration to defund universities and have them fend for themselves. We've got to step up for those universities. So as to Western and now, we need to, you know, look at the availability of funds. As you know, I have been, you know, crusading in a way to make sure that we are bringing the right amount of revenue to the state and that we're finding proper cuts in state government so that we can meet our obligations. We now have a $3.2 billion budget deficit that we're facing for the coming year. And I'm trying to not only get past that $3.2 billion, but also put us on firm fiscal footing forever. And that's why I put forward a plan for a fair tax for the state to make sure that the wealthiest pay more. 97% of the people in the state will pay less.
The petition also calls for you to fill. There are currently, I believe, a majority of the seats on the board are either vacant or they have expired terms.
Yep.
How close are you to naming an actual full board for Western?
Very close. We're, as you know, we have all the boards of the universities across the state that need trustees, and we've been interviewing for, you know, I've been in office now 59 days, and so we've been interviewing and choosing trustees for all of these, and we'll be making announcements, you know, over the coming weeks to make sure that everybody knows who the new trustees are. And I'm making sure that they're dedicated to upholding the best traditions of Western and that we make sure this is a strong liberal arts institution for the future.
Do you interview people directly for the Western position?
My deputy governor over education, Jesse Ruiz, and his first deputy have been doing the interviewing, and then I'll get the opportunity to speak with each one of them.
And then what are your thoughts on the board repeatedly violating the open meetings law? I mean, how does that factor in? There have been multiple violations of the law by the Western board.
Well, I have not been focused on the, you know, any allegations of violations at Western's board, but I want to make sure that people are doing the right thing, you know, following the rules here. So we'll certainly be taking a look at that. But suffice to say that our focus here is stabilizing Western, making sure more students are going to school there, and that the programs that are there are maintained.
Have you talked to the president of Western since the layoffs were announced? Have you spoken with him and got a sense of his take on everything?
I've spoken with him, and you know what we spoke about was how to make sure that Western doesn't continue to have issues going forward. So we talked about the broad long-term plan for Western and how we might stabilize things and make sure that we're growing the institution. No decisions were made in that meeting, but a lot of information shared, and I think I have a much better understanding, and I think the president is dedicated to ensuring that we lift up the opportunity for students all across this region and, frankly, across the nation who will want to go to Western Illinois.
That is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He made his comments about Western Illinois University during a news conference in Quincy. The most recent round of layoffs at WIU affected 8% of the university's workforce. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.